The Minister Designate for Lands and Natural Resources, John Peter Amewu, has suggested the removal of taxes on timber imported into the country as a way of helping to reduce the indiscriminate felling of trees by chainsaw operators. Taking his turn at the vetting by the Appointments Committee of Parliament, Mr. Amewu said while the rebate will enable the country to preserve its forest cover, it will also afford government the opportunity to impose VAT on the final products from the imported labour.
The extent of degradation, depletion of our forest is becoming a very, very critical issue for this country. And we as a country need to do something immediately. Mr. Chairman, on assumption of office, I'm going to collaborate, if I'm given the nod by this August House, I'm going to collaborate with the chiefs, opinion leaders, and all stakeholders to make sure that those areas that depletions have been detected to be of intent, we will do replanting to make sure that we revert the current rate of degradation of our land. Mr. Chairman, I'm not a minister for party executives. Mr. Chairman, I'm a minister for the Republic of Ghana. And for the purpose of intergenerational equity, we must leave something down for our generation to come and see. What we are doing today, I don't think we will have a water to drink. And so irrespective of your party color, irrespective of who owns the land, irrespective of your family background, the law would be applied. I think that is the main reason why the law was amended.
Chairman, is galamsey referred to in the law as galamsey? In the law that you are talking about, you have something called galamsey in the law?
Not at all, Mr. Chairman. Galamsey is not actually referred in the law. But the point I'm trying to address is that the law has made provision indirectly to address that difficulty.
And so, use the appropriate word. You intend to help deal with the problem of illegal mining. Is that the case?
Precisely, illegal
will
mining.
Will you make a distinction between Ghanaians involved legitimately and lawfully in small-scale mining as opposed to the legal prohibition of foreigners in small-scale mining?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Yes, directly, that is what I would do.
The Minister of Lands and Natural Resources Designate, John